Hey, gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are going to move. We are going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Let's have a very dumb debate. Who's got the best free bread at restaurants? The best free bread. And I think we can kind of debate that between each other. Let me give you some options, because maybe like you're not really thinking of them off the top of your head. Cheesecake Factory, they'll bring you out some free bread. Red Lobster will bring you out. The Cheddar Bay biscuits are delicious, too. I know.
That might change my answer.
It's a good contender. Yeah. Olive Garden.
So good.
Solid,
so
right? Texas Roadhouse, think about the butter. Those are really good ones. Let me think a few more. Boston Market has free bread. I haven't been there.
RIP, my girl.
In a while. Do they still have Boston Markets?
I think she's kind of defunct now.
Did they close down? They may not.
I honestly love and miss her.
I think Cracker Barrel brings you out. And again, I don't know if that's still a thing or not. Longhorn Steakhouse will bring you out.
Mm-hmm.
Free bread. And if we're forgetting anybody and you want to argue your favorite free bread, let us know. 410-583-1065. Really dumb debate this morning. Charlotte, your the best free bread, but you really got to argue why it's the best out of all the free breads.
Okay, so at first I was thinking Cheesecake Factory, but then I remembered Red Lobster.
I know.
Because the thing is, I wasn't really thinking that of as bread because it's a biscuit, but
right. The Cheddar Bay biscuits, man.
Anything that has cheese baked into it is automatically going to take the win for me.
It's solid.
It has some extra oomph that none of the rest have. It's got the seasoning, the cheese. I think, I'm definitely going that one.
Of all the free breads. Because, again, if only one free bread can survive.
Yeah, I'm absolutely
that's the one you're going to go with?
Yeah, it's just it's so hot and moist, and it's just excellent.
I'm surprised that you would go to Cheesecake Factory at first, though. For me, the Cheesecake Factory bread is fine.
I'm talking about, the brown one.
The brown one. The white
little,
one is
trash. Yeah, the
trash.
White one's whatever. Why do you even bring that out?
Get that out of here,
but,
man.
The one with, the little seeds.
Yeah,
that,
it's
that
good.
Good.
It's good, but it's not top tier. It's it's C.
What
it's fine.
What are you thinking?
To me, okay, at first, because the Cheddar Bay biscuits, delicious.
They're so good.
I mean, they're so, and again, here's the thing. It's a little unfair. I'm playing against old rules here because I'm gluten-free, and this should surprise no one. You guys know I can eat nothing good, nothing fun anymore.
Nothing
so I feel like
fun.
My opinion doesn't really matter as much. Y'all, the Olive Garden breadsticks, are they still as good as they used to be?
I still think they're good.
I mean, yeah, I could sit down. Because I feel like with Cheddar Bay biscuits, you could eat one.
No.
Does anybody eat more than one? You can eat more than one Cheddar Bay biscuit. I feel like after one, that's your whole meal.
Oh.
I would leave that place feeling like stuff. Now, when it comes to the Olive Garden bread, I could devour.
Mm.
I could eat a whole, for some reason, probably because they're mostly air. They're not that thick, you know what I mean? I could sit down, eat a whole basket of those breadsticks, and then literally, I could probably order another order. They come back, you want more? I'm like, this, and it's unlimited, too. They come back, and they're like,
I can do that with the Cheddar Bay biscuits.
I can eat them all day. For me, I think, when I think about, the whole experience, I think I'm going to go Olive Garden. Which I'm even kind of surprised at myself that I say that.
Cheddarless bread.
Is there?
Could it be me?
No, don't get me wrong. I don't feel good about it. But if I think through it, I mean, I'm not going to argue that.
That's your truth.
Cheddar Bay is delicious. All right, which one? Okay, argue that with us. Dumb debate this morning. Of all the free breads, you go to the restaurant, you sit down. Only one can survive. But what is the one? Is anybody want to argue that? Because I would say those are the two superior for sure. Anybody want to debate that it's not going to be either Olive Garden or Cheddar Bay biscuits? I don't think there's a far superior between those two. Lindsay is in Annapolis. Lindsay, who's got the best free bread?
Honestly, I think it's a tie between Outback, Texas Roadhouse, and Olive Garden.
Three-way tie. Yo, that's serious.
Yeah,
I forgot about Outback. And to be fair, it's been a second since I've had Outback spread. Remind us of the deliciousness.
So it is one of those brown breads.
It's brown.
I honestly think it's a better version of the Cheesecake Factory bread.
Fighting words, man. Mm. It's fighting words. Is it a big one, though? It's a big roll. Am I correct with that one? It's more like a roll, like a loaf. It's like a loaf.
Yeah, it's like a skinny loaf. I'd say it's big enough for probably four or five people.
Who, only one can survive, though. Which one survives? You only get one bread for the rest of your life. Which one are you going with?
I am a huge garlic fan, so I've got to go with Olive Garden.
Olive Garden, baby. It's solid. It's solid, Char. I'm telling you. There's something, even though they're not that great, y'all, I understand. Like, it's not, there's just something
it's solid bread.
It's a solid free bread. Yeah. Like, you're not going to leave disappointed, that's for sure. All right, we love it. Thank you, Lindsay. Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Bonnie in Essex, what's up?
Hey, what's up? How are you?
We're good. We're in stupid debate this morning, but like the best free bread. Who's got it?
Oh, hands down, Texas Roadhouse. You cannot beat them.
Why?
So good. Because the bread is just so soft and squishy, and it's always so warm, and then that cinnamon butter. Oh my God, it's amazing.
It's the butter.
I love it.
Yeah, it's for sure the butter. I honestly, it's been a second since I've been in Texas Roadhouse. I don't remember the bread being that great, but you're right. The butter really does take it over the top. I mean, it really is like it makes it something a magical experience. But okay, but you're gonna take that over a Cheddar Bay biscuit though, or an Olive Garden breadstick? Because
Definitely. I feel like those Cheddar Bay biscuits and those breadsticks are a little dry sometimes. But when you put that butter on those rolls, so good.
Shall you hear that?
Can't relate. You never experienced that. Never seen that.
Dang.
Sorry,
man.
Charlotte.
All right.
Couldn't be me.
Gonna be a fight up here. All right, Bonnie. Have a great day. Appreciate you.
You too. Bye. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. I like Bonnie. Okay. That concludes our dumb debate for today.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Lemonade! Fresh squeezed lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.